Welcome to Locked On Grizzlies, a Friday edition of the show. It's been a long week. The Grizzlies have not taken on a team since that Tuesday game in Los Angeles against the Lakers. Just a terrible game altogether from the refs and everything else as we've documented and talked about over this week. I hope everyone had a fantastic Halloween yesterday. It was a lot of fun. The kids got to trick-or-treat, but we're going to move forward. We're going to talk about this Phoenix Suns game coming up tomorrow on November the 2nd on Saturday. We'll talk about all that and what you can expect from the Phoenix Suns game and more coming up on this edition of Locked On Grizzlies.
Pull up jump shot. It's good. Zach Randolph does it again. Three-point game. They've got to go for three now. No choice. Conley for three. Ties it up.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Like I said, I hope you guys had a fantastic Halloween. The kids got a lot of treats. If you're like our family, it will end up in a bag somewhere, and we'll find it later on in January whenever there is something happening and the kids want a piece of candy, but yet we don't want to give it to them, and they'll find a bag full of candy from 3 months ago. If you're anything like us, that's what will happen. And then you'll have a big fight and it'll just be a big thing. But whatever. I hope you guys had a good Halloween. We took the day off for the show yesterday to spend time with some family and do some things, hang out, have fun. But let's talk about this Grizzlies team. There's been a lot of ups, a lot of downs, and this very, very short season for this Grizzlies team. And already a fantastic win against the Brooklyn Nets. Their only win, I might add. They're 1-3 on this season. So I think we've talked a lot about what this team can be, but this Phoenix Suns team is a game I want to talk about quite a bit that's going to be very challenging for this Grizzlies team. If you remember back in the preseason episodes and the preview shows, I think myself, along with everybody else, thought the Phoenix Suns would be a terrible, terrible team. And if you're like me, you'd be wrong. They've been pretty good so far. They've been outscoring everybody on the map. Really, they're only 3-2, but only because the only reason they had those two losses were like one. I think it was 1 point loss. I have to look it up, but one point loss and a 2 point loss against the Nuggets and the Jazz, or else they'd be 5-0. Like, they're very close. They're plus 9.5 on scoring margin. So like, they're outscoring their opponent 9 points on their games. I mean, they have beat the Kings, Clippers, and Warriors by a combined 48 points. Clippers and the Warriors, you would think, even without Klay Thompson, you still have Steph Curry, you still have Draymond Green. You still think you'd have a chance, you know, against the Suns. But they've been great. I mean, they've been really good. Obviously, Devin Booker has a lot to do with that, and Steph Curry is now out with a broken hand, but he wasn't then. But yeah, they have really been fantastic against just all teams. I mean, everybody they played, the Kings, besides the Kings, but the Clippers, Warriors, Denver Nuggets, Utah Jazz, all expected to be playoff teams, all expected to be top of the conference teams. So, like, very surprising. I'll put it like that. They even had jumped out to 43-14 lead of the Warriors the other night, like, was just like a second quarter. Like, that was like insane. So they've been really, really good as of late. Obviously, no DeAndre Ayton. He's been suspended for a few weeks, so he won't be up with the team when they're playing the Grizzlies. But there's still a lot to look out for this team. I start with Devin Booker. He is a guy that is just a bucket getter. Period. Plain and simple. He can go out and get points at will on any team, really. And it's going to be a challenge for this Grizzlies team to figure out what they're going to do with Devin Booker, because he is a playing a spot where they have clearly have a lot of deficits so far this season. So far this season for the Grizzlies, the people or the players that are scoring the most for this team come off the wing, except for Anthony Davis. When you're, and I will give that a pass because you're going up against Bruno Caboclo, Kyle Anderson, and Brandon Clark for the most part of the game, that second half where he did the most of his damage. But other than that, the early season, the guys who have scored the most or have blasted the Grizzlies or the leading scorers for the Grizzlies have been wings. And so Devin Booker is an elite wing. Kyrie Irving is an elite point guard, but Devin Booker is an elite wing. His ability to come off screens and hit shots from down screen or come off elevators or anything like that and be able to hit shots is so impressive. The guy is shooting 42, almost 43% from three right now, but taking over six threes a game. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, he's taking six threes a game, making right at three. It's 2.7, and that is an insane stat line, even for a guy like Devin Booker. So Devin Booker is going to be a person, a player that you really have to concentrate on. He's averaging 35 minutes a game, so he's playing a lot. 25 points a game is what he's averaging. 4 rebounds, 6 assists. So not only is he scoring the basketball on 19 field goal attempts a game, 9 made shots a game, not only scoring the basketball effectively from the field, he's scoring the ball really, really well from three, from behind the arc, but he's also dishing out 6 assists per game. Like that is obviously all NBA numbers right there. So Devin Booker will be a huge part of this offense, obviously. It'll be a huge task for the Grizzlies to try to defend him. It's a little bit of a situation. Do you defend Devin Booker with all your might, or do you just do what you can, let him get his, but try to stop everybody else? And that's kind of what the part they land in. And that's unfortunate because I think you have to defend him no matter what. I think you have to go all out and try to deny the ball. I think it starts really coming up the court for Devin Booker. You really have to deny the ball, even just get the ball out of his hands completely. A la, if you guys remember a lot what Tony Allen used to do with Kevin Durant, he would literally just face guard him at the top of the key and not let any ball get past or get, you know, hardly let any ball get thrown to Kevin Durant. So that's, I think, there's something, ball denial for Devin Booker will be huge for this Grizzlies team. But I think also probably sticking someone like Kyle Anderson on Devin Booker. I think having a bigger guy on Devin Booker will be harder for him to get around, be harder for him to shoot over. A lot of those things will line up. Obviously, that doesn't line up with the Grizzlies rotation. Right now, Kyle Anderson's coming off the bench, and he is part of the big rotation, and Devin Booker will likely probably not be out there at the same time as Kyle Anderson, so you'd have to end up probably moving Kyle Anderson to the starting position, or, you know, you probably start with Jay Crowder on him, a bigger wing that might have trouble shooting over him, and then you sub him if he's still in when Jay comes out, or maybe you bring Jay out early, you bring Kyle Anderson in, and you're able to guard him that way. But I think it starts, you have to have the ball denial. That is huge for this Grizzlies team to be able to stop Devin Booker and slow him down. Again, I don't think you're going to stop him. He's going to score the points, but you can't let him drop 50 on you. You can't let him do what you can't let him do what Anthony Davis did to you the other night and just kill you at the free throw line, because he's going to drive the ball as well. You can't, you know, continue to foul, put him on the line. It just will not work out for you. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back and talk more about this Phoenix Suns game coming up tomorrow against the Grizzlies. NCAA is back in action. It's time to turn your attention from carving pumpkins to the Spartans carving up defenses. Cassius Winston returns for his senior year, trying to prove that he has what it takes to bring a ship to Michigan State. Use your basketball knowledge to prove you have what it takes at mybookie.ag, where they make it easy to play and even easier to get paid. If you really want to support your team this season, don't just sit on the sidelines. Go in there and get in the game with mybookie.ag. And if you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDONNBA to activate the offer. That's promo code LOCKEDONNBA to double your cash. Just visit mybookie.ag right now. You play, you win, you get paid. Welcome back to the show, talking about this Grizzlies Suns matchup happening on Saturday. If it's obviously a big day in the city of Memphis. Game day is downtown on Beale, which, by the way, there could have been a lot better places for game day. I understand this is not a Tigers podcast, so we're not going to talk about it, but there could have been a lot better places than Beale. I love Beale, don't get me wrong, but I would have loved to see it on the campus of University or at the Liberty Bowl on Tiger Lane. Like, those are just two spots that are kind of synonymous with this university. Obviously, University is synonymous with the own university because it's their campus. But, like, somewhere on, you know, UC in that new amphitheater area would have been awesome. But hey, as an alumni, I am jaded and I am partial to what the university has to offer. So, but it's still awesome for the city of Memphis, period, no matter what they're here at. That is beautiful. They'll be on primetime national television. So shout out to that. So if you're not, you're probably going to the game. You're probably going to the Tiger football, and that's okay. I'm not here to tell you to do it with your time, but if you're not, we'll be at the Grizzlies game watching the Suns take on the Grizzlies. So again, you did whatever you want with your time. I'm not here to tell you what to do with it. But I digress. Let's continue on this Grizzlies game. The other players besides Devin Booker, obviously no DeAndre Ayton. That's a big, big loss for the Suns team. He obviously is a really talented player. But beyond that, you have one, two, three, you have five guys averaging double figures right now for the Suns team. I mean, they're playing at a pretty decent pace, but they are scoring 115 points a game, seventh in the NBA, while only letting their team score 106. That's ninth. That's the ninth best defense in this league right now is the Phoenix Suns. As much as they've been a dumpster fire for the past few years, that's impressive. Their defensive rating, 100.2. That's the eighth best defensive rating. Their offensive rating, 108.9. That is the sixth best defensive rating. To give you some comparisons to what the Grizzlies are doing so far this season, they are the pace and how fast they play. I don't know if I said the pace for the Suns, but the pace for the Suns is 13th. So they play probably halfway in the league, a little above average, 103.8. And pace is how many possessions you get per 100. But pace second out of 30 for the Grizzlies. They're playing extremely fast. And something that we haven't talked about that I think I haven't asked Taylor Jenkins about this in any post-game press comments, but it's crossed my mind is the fact that the conditioning looks to just wear out in the fourth quarter. I mean, it's to play that fast for, especially for a lot of guys, obviously on this team, there are some guys coming back from last year. Last year, their pace was like dead last in the league. To go from that to second, that's a big, big flip for them. So I'm just curious to know or to notice if the conditioning for the players, what that's like at the fourth quarter, into the third quarter for these players. How are they handling that second in the second in the league pace, 108 possessions? Like, that's a lot for this team. So obviously that's a little bit skewed because the fact that they've had an overtime game. So that has a little bit to do with it, but still they're playing very, very, very fast. I think we all realize that as well. But they also don't play defense real well. As you've probably guys have probably noticed, we've talked about that, but they are not a good defensive team. As good as I like Solomon Hill, as much as I like Jay Crowder, just not super great defenders. And so the Grizzlies are 19th in the league at their defensive rating away of 108. Their offensive rating is the last in the league, 30 of 30, 96.5. So they're not scoring the ball a lot. They're playing fast. They're just not scoring the ball a lot, as we saw with that Lakers game. They didn't get the ball in the basket quite a bit. But they're playing fast. They're not scoring a lot, and letting people score a lot on them. They are 26th in the league in opponents' points per game, 120.8. So you have a team that is not great in defense, not great in offense, letting their team score a lot of points against a team that scores a lot of points and doesn't let their opponent score any much at all. That's not a great recipe to start with for this Grizzlies team. So how can they take advantage of the Suns and be able to get a win on Saturday? First of all, I want to say that for this, I don't think they're going to get a win on Saturday, but they might. Looking at all the percentages and what you can try to exploit from this Suns team, there's not much. If you look at all the categories and stats of what they do well, they rank in the top 10 in almost every single one. The only thing they don't rank top 10 in is offensive rebounds and blocks, and they turn the ball over a lot. Those are the three things they don't rank well in. Besides that, they're top 10 in almost every single category. Let's take one more quick break. We'll be right back. Talk about this Phoenix Suns game for tomorrow. We'll wrap this up and how they can probably exploit this team and maybe get a win tomorrow. Welcome back to the show. Talking Grizzlies Suns coming up tomorrow on Saturday. Again, big day for the city of Memphis. Hope you guys get out to either the Grizzlies game or the Tigers game or Indy Film Fest or whatever you want to do. Just get out and enjoy the city. I think the Grizzlies, to be able to really take advantage of this Suns team, it's going to start with the bigs. I think it's going to really start with Jonas Valanciunas. The Grizzlies, not having DeAndre Ayton, I think, is a really big detriment to the Suns. They're rolling out Dario Saric, Frank Kaminsky, Aaron Baines as their bigs right now, getting a lot of minutes. Kelly Oubre getting a lot of minutes. They obviously have size, but if Jonas Valanciunas can extend a little his minutes, he's topping out at 20 minutes right now, and that right now is really hurting the Grizzlies because they have no one to rebound, no one to play defense on this in the fourth quarter, like late in the game when it matters the most. You saw in those early games, the first two games, I mean, the Lakers didn't matter, they were down anyway, but even in the first half against Anthony Davis, Anthony Davis wasn't going crazy, but you know who was out there playing was Jonas Valanciunas, someone that's big, someone that can body up other defenders, someone that can go against Aaron Baines and Frank Kaminsky, who, to be honest, are not very good at basketball. And so I think it starts with Jonas Valanciunas, getting him involved early, getting Jaren Jackson Jr. involved early. If they can get their shots in the right areas, I think they can get those other guys and maybe get those other guys in some foul trouble and then really limit what the Suns are able to do. Because something I was reading as I was preparing for the show, reading a little bit about the Suns, Devin Booker constantly says how much better the screens are getting him open from those bigger guys like Aaron Baines and Kelly Oubre, like those newer guys that are just bigger and able to set better screens. That right there, if you can take some of those guys out of the space and maybe get them in foul trouble, that really helps. But it's also going to start, obviously, defense on Devin Booker. As we talked about earlier this week, the pick-and-roll defense. So the bigs are also going to have to do their part to step up there to stop that drive. So whether that's hedging, if you guys remember that game against the Bulls where they really blitzed Ja Morant on those pick-and-rolls, maybe they try to do something like that with Devin Booker where they really blitz the high pick-and-roll or with Devin Booker, make him make a decision quicker. I mean, Devin Booker's a lot better player right now than Ja Morant is. But make him make a decision. Get the ball out of his hands because he's going to bring the ball up, so it's going to be hard to deny it. But get the ball out of his hands on those screens. If he's coming off a down screen, if they're setting screens for him, you're going to have to go. You're going to have to fight through really hard if you're Dylan Brooks, which is probably who they're going to put on him. I think you'd probably be better served putting Jay Crowder, but they'll probably end up with Dylan Brooks on him. You got to fight to the screens. You can't go under. You can't go under. You have to fight through them and go over the screens and stay with Devin Booker. But for offensive purposes, if the Grizzlies can get Jonas Valanciunas going, can get Jaren Jackson Jr. going, I think that's what their advantage is against the Suns as their bigs. The Grizzlies' bigs are better than the Suns' bigs. And how long Jonas Valanciunas is going to play, that will be huge. If he can play 25 minutes instead of 20 minutes, 27 minutes, the more he creeps up there, the better he will be and the more effective this Grizzlies team will be. I mean, they don't have anybody really that can rebound the ball besides DeAndre Ayton. He's not playing. Aaron Baines averaging 6 rebounds a game. Dario Saric is 6 rebounds a game. Not a whole lot of really good rebounds there. So maybe even have an opportunity with Jonas Valanciunas, who is rebounding like his life depends on it right now. Maybe you have an opportunity with him to rebound offensively and get second chance points for this Grizzlies team as well. That's something the Grizzlies are definitely trying to do, is take advantage of those bigs. I think that's where their area and that's where their biggest benefit is going to come against his Suns team. Again, I don't expect to win, but you never know. Hopefully it's fun. Hopefully hopefully Ja Morant plays well. Hopefully Jaren Jackson comes back and has a good game after that terrible game against the Lakers and we just had a lot of fouls. It's also worth noting on the fouls, the whistles have been very tight altogether. I think Amari and I talked about that maybe a week ago, is that usually in the first part of the season, the refs call one thing a lot, and usually that kind of stuff settles down as everybody gets into the season. But everybody is really having trouble. I think Matt Herlucka tweeted this, that like Joel Embiid's already fouled out, so is Karl-Anthony Towns. Like, a lot of players are having trouble with fouls, not just Jaren Jackson Jr. Like, yes, Jaren Jackson Jr. has issues with fouling. Like, I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm just saying that it's worth noting that it's been a very tight whistle overall throughout the whole league. I appreciate that you guys listen to the show. Again, make sure you guys get ready for the Monday mailbag episode. Send in your questions. DM to me on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at King_producer. Follow the show on Twitter at LockedOnGrizz. DM those questions to me. Make sure you get them in for Monday mailbag. I'll send out a tweet on Sunday. You can reply to it as well. If you don't want to do any of that, you can just email me, LockedOnGrizz@gmail.com. So we'll answer those questions in on Monday mailbag. We will do the weekend roundup on Monday as well. Talk about all things happening throughout the weekend. So if you guys aren't already subscribed to the show, please go and do so right now. Whatever podcast platform that you choose, Stitcher, Spotify, Overcast, any of those things, just make sure you go subscribe so you don't miss an episode every single day.